if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Johnny presents the Milton Berle Show. Here comes Johnny, ladies and gentlemen. Johnny on the spot for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Yes, they'd all...
Oh, Philip Morris!
From Radio City in New York, here is the Milton Berle Show with Bert Tilton, Jack Albertson, Arnold Stang, Mary Shipp, Frank Milano, Al Kelly, Jackson Beck, our singing star Dick Farney, the music of Ray Block and his orchestra, and yours truly, Frank Gallagher. Ladies and gentlemen, this being the harvest season, our program tonight salutes the American farmer. This year, for the first time, the state of Iowa has lost its championship as the world's biggest producer of corn. And here is the new champion, Milton Berle.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Gallup, I was shocked. I really was. Literally shocked at your introduction calling me corny. Me, Milton Berle, corny. All words to describe me. Whimsical, yes. Sparkling, yes. Waggish, yes. But corny. Yes. Oh, how right you are, Mr. Gallup. Believe me, I'm nothing.
Oh, come now, Berle. Don't start again with that nauseating self-pity.
Mr. Gallup, please, let's face it. All my life, I've been corny. I've always been a cornball. Do you know that when I was born, it took 3 storks to deliver me? 1 to carry me and 2 to beat off the crows. There's no sense of laughing. My family was worried, too. For a long time, they didn't know if I would grow or pop. I was terribly corny. At bedtime, Mother would never undress me. She used to husk me. That's corny. But the story, Mr. Gallup, that is the story of my life. Warner Brothers wanted to make it into a musical. They were going to have Lassie play me. Now, don't laugh, of course. Lassie wouldn't really do the singing. They were going to dub in the voice of Thunderhead. But what's the use?
Oh, chin up, Berle. Stiff upper lip.
Stiff upper lip. What's going to keep the low one from sagging? No, Mr. Gallup, there is no use trying to cheer me up.
Well, perhaps the story of my friend Tito Berini will inspire you.
Tito Berini?
A musician.
Yes?
His is the story of a man's fight against fate. Tito played the cello.
I see, and the odds were against him?
Tremendously. He was knock-kneed.
Knock-kneed? Well, how could he get the cello between his legs?
2 strong men would pry his knees apart.
Yes?
With the cello safely between his knees, Tito would nod, the men let go, and his knees snapped shut.
Snapped shut?
Yes, you could hear the splintering for miles.
Oh, gosh, such bravery, and here I am complaining.
Yes, Tito faced his problem squarely. Mm. And you, Berle, should do what he did.
What did he do?
He shot himself.
I should shoot myself? That's clever. But let's go on with the program. Maybe some of the audience will save me the trouble. Maybe somebody... You're awake, aren't you? I've been asleep with the lights on. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, our salute to the American farmer. At this time of the year, in the midst of the harvest, the American farmer pauses for a few days of fun. The county fair. Let us join him in his rejoicing as we too make the rounds of the county fair.
Hurry, 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 don't break this big
Hello?
Come with me, dear listener, listeners, as we... I may be right. Come with me, dear listeners, as we take a trip through the various farm exhibits. Ah, here's the livestock exhibit. And there is Mrs. And there... Beautiful livestock, too. There is Mrs. E.T. Nielsen, whose pig just won the grand prize. Let us go over and visit with her while she is feeding her pig. Mrs. Nielsen. Mrs. Nielsen, you mind if we talk to you while you're feeding your pig?
Not at all.
My, my. Look at him eat. No wonder he won the ribbon.
Mighty big pig, ain't he? 400 pounds and he's still gaining.
Wonderful, Mrs. Nielsen. I wonder if we could speak to your husband, Mr. Nielsen.
Sure. Hey, Ed, someone wants to talk to you.
Tell him I don't talk while I'm eating.
Thank you, Mr. Nielsen. You were swill. Go on. But it is at the county fair where farmers are shown the latest scientific agricultural equipment. Here, we're just in time for the exhibit of a new milking machine.
And now, gentlemen, this is the new Milkmore jet-propelled milking machine. First, let me demonstrate the old style of milking by hand. Easy there, bossy.
No.
And notice how slow this is. And now let me attach the new Milkmore machine to the cow. And now we pull the switch.
Thank you. You can just call me Milk and Burl. Thank you. Ah, Mr. Gallup, in everybody's life, there are memories of happy days on a farm. And also golden memories of a little country sweetheart shyly walking by your side as you sang.
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you. With your eyes so blue, kind of low, isn't it?
Ah, tender memories of Cynthia. I remember when I first met you, Cynthia, down by the old mill stream. I could tell at a glance that you'd been through the mill. Ah, Cynthia, you were my wholesome little farm girl with that cute little freckle. Too bad it covered your whole face. You were my delicate, fragile Cynthia. 260 pounds, but it was all solid bone and bustle. You were the only thing on the farm that the bull was afraid of. Cynthia, I remember our first rendezvous. You had a flower behind your ear, and I tried to pluck the flower, and you screamed. I didn't know it was growing there. In my heart, I have a picture of you, Cynthia, walking off to the barn carrying those two big pails. Then you drink up the beer and come staggering back. How they made you work on that farm, Cynthia. All day long, you were out plowing the fields, and when you came in at night, you were so tired. Sometimes you'd fall asleep before they could get your harness off. If this is going to be a staring contest, I'm not going to stand for it. Cynthia, we're not breaking this stuff in on you, you know. We've done this for years. Cynthia! Cynthia, it's the cute little things I remember about you, Cynthia. The way you used to stand out from all the others at the square dance. You were the biggest square at the dance, and you're embarrassed. Your little embarrassed laugh that day at the horse show when the judges tried to count your teeth. And then our wonderful rustic romance ended down by the old mill stream. You fell into the flour mill. And to this day, Cynthia, every time I open a loaf of bread, I look for you. Because
you were 16.
My village queen. Down by the old mill stream.
Applause, please. If you liked it, just leave your name and address. I'll come to your house and do it for a small fee. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as a public service to the farmers whom we are honoring tonight, we have with us tonight, well, sort of a special occasion, Mr. J.J. Finster. one of the country's foremost agricultural experts, experts, who, oh, that Lena the Hyena's writing this, I think. Agricultural experts who has... be funny if this is an audition and I don't know it tonight. This gentleman, this agricultural man, has some vital farm information for all our rural listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to present to you this very, very great mind, Mr. J.J. Finster.
Thank you, thank you.
I have some questions sent in by farm listeners, Mr. Finster.
Go right ahead.
A truck farmer from Maine asks, how do you go about getting the money under the farm subsidy plan?
Farmers, here's what you do. Go to your nearest crime place where you go over to the door which says money for boy states who have never been criminalized with a scale. Now, you must realize that the only way you do is to fill out a certain part of your trade, and when the money comes to you, ask for Miss Corbett, who will give you a definite trade. And try and get it. Next question.
Mr. Finster, an apple grower in Oregon writes, how can trees be protected against early frost?
Why, it's as simple as A.B. Spilling. Only last week, a farmer came into my office and said, Mr. Finster, I would like to plant some stye and sprinkle my cross beds. He would like to plant some stye and sprinkle his cross beds. Who wouldn't? I explained to him, to short a lot of time, take a little bit of a trade and the grass will seed without the thorn. And would you believe it? Today, that man is married to my sister.
Mr. Finster, have you a word in conclusion to the farmers?
Yes. Farmers, your government is behind everything you have strayed for all the time of your call name. Don't wait until you are bandolated with a squib. Don't be a spellman. The seed of your grass has always been soilman. But we know it's a phrase. Don't let them point at you and say, look, there goes a flame of light afar. I say to you, like in the words of Joe Samuel Blaze, who said, quote, the grace of time will never part with trade because he is there for toil. I'm quoting.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm quoting. Farmers, just do as Mr. Finster says, and we can all look forward to a famine.
Well, right now, Burl, let's look forward to a little rural music. An old-time barn dance.
Rural music? Yes. A barn dance?
Uh-huh. And you are Zeke Burl. You and your Hoboken hotshots are playing on a Saturday night.
I see what you mean. Yahoo! Let her rip! Swing your partner's two-seed dough. Promenade just like a schmo.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Here, swing a right and swing a left, and G is just... Wait a minute, stop the dance. Stop the music! Gosh darn it, stop it.
What's wrong, Zeke? Where are you going?
Eh?
I said, where are you going?
Give me your earphone. Oh. I just remembered, Ezra, I got to put Johnny on the spot. Boys, vamp until I get back. Tell me, Johnny, by cracky, why is Philip Morris so gall darn better to smoke?
Here's your answer, Zeke.
Zeke?
It's because the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get.
Right, Johnny. Philip Morris is the one leading cigarette with an exclusive difference in manufacture. The only leading cigarette scientifically proved far less irritating to the nose and throat. Remember, less irritation means more enjoyment. That's why the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get. Better taste, finer flavor, perfect smoking pleasure.
You make a heap of sense there, stranger, but by cracky, doesn't every smoker know that? By cracky? Cracky, by cracky? I'm going to keep telling that till I get a laugh. By cracky, by.
No, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. For perfect smoking pleasure, try a pack of Philip Morris today.
Yes, sir, that was Part of Turkey in the Straw, sounded like the turkey, played by Ray Block and the Philip Morris Orchestra. Ray, what you played of it was wonderful. You really have a great ear for music. I don't know what the other one's for. I guess it's for Petrillo. And now... That's a local joke. Local 802. As we continue... Made that up, too. Throw it out, too. And now, as we continue our salute tonight to the farmer as we present...
Farmers Forum tonight. Farmers Forum tonight. The question... Can Maxie Rosenblum's ears solve the cauliflower shortage?
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. And now questions from the floor. First, this gentleman in the third row carving his initials in the man in front of him. You, young man, you have a question?
Yes. Mr. Burrell, for years I've heard nothing but stories about a traveling salesman and a farmer's daughter.
Yes?
Just once I'd like to see a traveling saleswoman.
Why?
I'm a farmer's son.
You! Next, this young man in the wet bathing suit and goose pimples. Young man, what is your name?
My name is Elsie.
Elsie?
Don't confuse me with Elsie the cow.
Oh, no, I won't.
I'm not a cow.
No.
Take a good look.
I know, but why do you call yourself Elsie?
Well, I took an animal's name rather than keep the name I had before.
Let's see. What was your name before?
Milton.
All right, Elsie, you have a question concerning farmers.
Why should I talk about the farmers? I got nothing against them. Yeah, you ought to be proud of the American farmer instead of tearing them down.
But that's not...
What, are you trying to start something against the farmers?
No, I just...
What's the matter? The farmer don't do enough for you,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, they do, but I...
Who gives you the bread to stuff your big fat bread basket? The American farmer!
Now, wait a minute, I'm trying
who
to...
Who delivers the cheese every morning? The American farmer!
I know what you're...
When you're still sleeping, who's already hitching up his jackass? The American farmer! Gosh, shut up, you big farmer!
Please, let's not be carried away by this man. Now, young man, if you have a question, let's have it.
Okay. Do you like me with my hair up?
Now, please, that's enough. Let's hear from the ladies now. You, madam, in the aisle folding diapers. What is your name, sir?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
Young lady, you are a homemaker, and you have a question?
Yeah. How can I stop my husband's latest hobby, raising chickens? He's sure smelling up the house.
Your husband raises chickens?
Yesterday, he accidentally sat down on a nest full of eggs.
He sat down on a nest full of eggs. He broke them?
He hatched them.
No kidding.
Ever since then, the rooster's been giving him the eye.
Oh, I... Naturally.
He got his own theories. You know what he feeds them chickens?
What?
Herring.
He feeds the chickens herring? Why?
He wants the eggs shouldn't need any salt.
I understand.
You should see the way he cleans a chicken. It's amazing.
What's amazing about cleaning a chicken?
In the bathtub?
Wait a minute. He gives a chicken in a bath in the tub?
So it shouldn't be a total loss. He takes one at the same time.
Mrs. Feeney, your husband gets in a bathtub with a chicken?
He washes himself face. What, do you think he's a slob or something?
Oh, well, that's different.
This morning I seen one of them chickens out in the yard pulling on a worm. It was disgusting.
Oh, what's disgusting about a chicken pulling a worm?
My husband was pulling from the other end.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. Feeney. Thank you. And now, let us all pay a special tribute to the farm owners as we all join in and sing. I bought a farm, I shouldn't order, but still I bought it. I had a barn, a pump for water. It even included a farmer's daughter.
Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he.
His little old farm is in the red.
Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho.
He needs a farm like a hole in the head.
Ha, ha, ha.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, here's our young singing star, Dick Farney, to sing.
I wish I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago. I wish I didn't need your kiss. Why must your kiss torture me as long as this? I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart on the mend. But when I try, something in the heart says no. You're still there. I wish I didn't love you so. I might be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart all a mend. But when I try, something in that heart says no. You're still there. I wish I didn't love you so.
Oh, Mr. Gallup.
Mind an experience you had, which you will now tell us about.
Yes. That's right. Do you mind?
Not at all.
If you'd rather I didn't.
Oh, please do.
It's awfully decent of you.
Don't mention it.
I won't.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That was fun. Let's try it again. This time you take the honey. But no kidding, Mr. Gallup. This experience that my family and I had all started one night last week. Junior, my wife, we were all in the living room, and I'll never forget.
Milton, it's midnight. Come to bed.
Okay. Junior, put down that Esquire. Time to go to bed.
You're kidding.
I said, Junior, go to bed.
Bed, bed, bed. All day I'm on that couch at the psychiatrist. All night I'm in bed. My back is nothing but calluses.
Well, if you stopped going around biting mailmen, we wouldn't have to send you to a psychiatrist.
If I can't bite mailmen, what's there to live for?
You win.
Milton, it's late.
Okay. Turn out the light. What is it? Somebody at this hour. Come in.
Special delivery package from Milton Berle. Sign here.
There. Just put it down on the floor. Thank you.
Okay.
Boy, that's a big box. I wonder what's in it.
Maybe Uncle Julius sent us another cheese.
No, Junior. Look at the air holes in the box.
Maybe it's Uncle Julius.
Quiet. I'll turn it over. Help! It's a wolf! Run for your life!
Milton. Get down off that chair. It's just a chicken.
Oh, a chicken?
Yeah, Pop. You know, those things you used to clean before you got in a radio.
Quiet.
Well, there's a note on the box, Milton. Why, it's from Phil Baker.
Phil Baker?
Yes, he sent us the chicken. It's from his chicken ranch in San Fernando Valley, California.
Darling, all the way from California. Say, what a break. We'll have free eggs every day.
Why don't you put it on your program, Pop? Make it a contest. Which one of you can lay them faster?
Always with the rise cracks. Regular Henny Youngman. Now, you be a good boy, Junior. Take the chicken out the backyard.
Okay.
Junior, not by the neck. Let go. Come on, let's go to bed. All right, come on. You know, I can't get over it. Just a simple little chicken and we get fresh eggs. Beat the high prices.
Milton, it's 3 a.m. Go to sleep.
Yes, dear. But it's wonderful, you know. Bill Baker sent us chickens like that. A little chicken. Yeah. Tired. Sleep.
What's that? Help! Run! It's another Pearl Harbor!
Quiet. It's just a chicken crowing.
Crowing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. They're not supposed to crow until about 7. Oh, now I get it. The chicken's still on California time.
Milton, we have to do something.
Now, the chicken will gradually work its way back to the New York time. Good night, dear. What'd you say, dear? Good night, darling. Junior, are you sure you looked all over?
Yes, Pop, not an egg. The chicken's just sitting there on the nest.
She finally got on the nest. Good.
Yeah, now, don't get excited. She's just trying it for size.
3 days and not one egg. I wonder if it's because she's a rooster. No, it... come in.
Milton Berle?
Yes, I'm Milton.
Shut up!
Yeah.
I'm from the City License Bureau. Where's your license to run a poultry market?
Poultry market? No, it's just a little chicken.
Shut up!
Yeah.
One chicken or 1,000. As long as it's got feathers, you gotta have a license. $15.
Oh, okay. Here's the money. We'll save it on the eggs alone.
Shut up!
Yeah.
I'll be back Wednesday, and I want to see tile floors put in, clean roosting poles, and wire over the windows.
But look, I...
Shut up!
Yeah. Tile floors. Wait till I write that Phil Baker.
Pop, here's the chicken.
Shut up! What did I get myself into?
Milton Berle.
Shut up. Who are you?
Health department. We got a report on a chicken here.
A chicken? Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't be silly. It's just a little chicken.
Let me inspect that chicken.
What is it?
This house is quarantined.
Quarantined?
The chicken has the pip.
The pip?
The pip?
The pip!
Yes, the pip. Mr. Berle, let me see your tongue.
My tongue?
Yeah. She caught the pip from someone.
What is it? I never had the pip in my life. Oh, look at the poor chicken.
She's a goner.
Oh, I won't let it die. She's mine.
Milton, what is it?
Darling, our chicken has the pip.
The pip?
The pip. Yes, just look at her. No, she's dead. Our chicken is dead. No.
Poor chicken. Oh, this is awful.
Look, dear. Look, Junior is crying. Junior, you love the chicken, too.
Oh, loved it.
Then why are you crying?
Because I know what part I'll get tonight for dinner.
Oh, I see. Before Mr. Gallup can say...
Philip Morris is the only leading cigarette scientifically proved far less irritating to the nose and throat. Remember, less irritation means more enjoyment. That's why the Philip Morris smoker really gets what other smokers only hope to get. Better taste, finer flavor, perfect smoking pleasure. Yes, it's true.
If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. Made in America, by Americans, to suit American taste. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette.
This is Milton Berle. We're a little early. Good night.
This is Johnny again reminding you for perfect smoking pleasure. What's that, Philip Morris?
Yes, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. And now goodbye, Johnny. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station, when Philip Morris will again present the Milton Berle Show.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.